Nisechtas Kedushin, Daf Pei, last line of Daf Ayin Tesam and Beis, and our Mishnah taught us that Reuven and his wife Rachel traveled to the Midas Yom, and then he comes back with his wife and with children, and he tells everyone, this is my wife Rachel, these are our children. Then there's no requirement for Reuven to bring any raya that his wife is a miyuchas, as we say that at the time that he got married, he already investigated her properly based on the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav and Alav, which taught us the proper way to be Beidik and Isha, and as the Mishnah stated, and also we believe Reuven that these are her children, and therefore since we know that she's miyuchas and she's pure, therefore we would also extend that status to his children as well. And we saw in the Gemara that Rabbi Rav Huna taught us that the only time that we said the fathers and the mothers regarding these children is only when they were tanim, and therefore they are attached to their mother. And our Gemara now continues and brings machlikas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echon as to the Pshat and the Mishnah, and the Gemara continues Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish teaches us, and we continue at Hapeyamanav, Loishanu, that the only time that we said that the father has an amanis, and that's based on the fact that we have a chazaka because with some chinu akuchen that was soimich since the ktanim are attached to the mother, and therefore we believe their father, Ela b'kotcheagvul, it is only in relation to kotcheagvul, and as Rashi explains in Masechet Ksubas, kotcheagvul refers to those things that could be eaten anywhere, meaning chuma and chala, which in the heges b'gvul and chutzl migdash l'yushlayim, and they don't have to be eaten dafkin based on migdash like kachim kachim, or in yushlayim like Kachim Kalim. Therefore, as Rashi says, if Reuven is a Kohen and he comes back to Medina Siyam and he says that these children are his, so then Oichlim Bekachi Agvul, his children could eat Bekachi Agvul and they could eat Shum and Chala. Since we know that his wife is kosher and she's pure, since these children are Kruch and Achra, therefore we trust that they are her children and therefore they could eat Shuma. However, Reish Lakish qualifies our Mishnah and he doesn't extend this din, Benegei all dinim, and he says, Al B'yuchsin Lai, that this din does not extend to the din of Yuchsin, and for example, if this Kohen had a daughter, then just based on the fact that she's Korach Achra and she's attaching herself to this woman is not enough of a proof to consider this daughter as a Kohenes Miuchases, and therefore this daughter would not be able to marry a Kohen until they bring Edim and valid Rayas that this girl is the daughter of Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Echon argues with Reish Lakish, and he says that once we give an amanus to the husband to say that these are Rachel's daughters, so we actually believe him, not only B'degei Kachekvol, but Afil B'yuchsin, even B'negei Yuchsin, since Reuven says about his daughter that this daughter came from Rachel, therefore he has no manis, and since we know that Rachel is pure, therefore the daughter would also be pure, and there would be no issue for a Kohen to marry her. And the Gemara continues, V'azir Rabbi Echon Tamei, and Rabbi Echon is going to Shitasai, Da'am Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba Rabbi Echon, because Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba said the name Rabbi Echon, and we'll first read the words of Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, the name Rabbi Echon, and then we'll explain them, and finally get to the Raya at the end of the Gemara. Rabbi Echon stated, Malkin al Chazakas, that you give Malkas even based on a Chazaka, Sokum v'surfin al Chazakas, you even go and give someone Mises Bezin and give them Skilo or Srefa based on a Chazaka alone, being Serfin Truma al Chazakas. However, if you only have a Chazaka, Benegea or Truma, that's Tomei, you would not be able to burn that Truma, and the din would be that Toilin, they hold on to it until it's Nifsel, Machilas Kelev, or until it becomes Tomei Bivadai, and then you'll be able to burn it. And the Gemara now explains this memory of Rabbi Echon. The first thing Rabbi Echon stated was, Malkin al Chazakas, that even if you don't have proper edus regarding certain Abiris, the din is that you'd still give Malkas based on a Chazaka, and what is that referring to? Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda stated, that if there was a woman, her neighbors testified that she was wearing clothing of a nida, and as Rashi states, even though there aren't two edim that say that she's a nida, we still would rely on them, and we consider Chazaka that she is a nida, and therefore, if edim go and they warn the husband not to have beer with her, and in any case he goes and has beer with her, then her husband would be chayav Malkas based on the fact he was born a nida. And even though we know that a person that's born a nida is chayav karis, but of course that's misa b'dei shemayim, and someone that does an issa that you chayav karis on and he does so b'mezid with asra would be chayav Malkas. And the Meiri states that the reason why we said that b'ayla loikale b'shem nida sheba le v'hi yishana, that he was born her while she was sleeping, shem loikain af hi b'chlal o'inish, and if it wasn't when she was sleeping, then she would also be b'chlal o'inish and she would also receive Malkas. And of course when the Meiri says that she was sleeping, it just means that he was ma'anasa and it wasn't l'ritzayna. And the Gemara continues to explain the second din Rabbi Echon stated, that you could give someone skila or the chiyuv of sreifa even based on a chazaka, and even if you don't have proper witnesses regarding the full ma'isa, could Rabbi Barfuna, and this is similar to the din of Rabbi Barfuna, the Amr Rabbi Barfuna, because Rabbi Barfuna taught us, ish v'isha tinek v'tineke she'dilo b'teich habayis, if there was a husband and wife and there was a young boy and a young girl that grew up in this home, even though we don't have witnesses that these children were actually actually the children of this husband and wife. However, since they grew up in the home and they were karach etzla and they were attached to this woman, as Rashi says, b'cheska shi ishtoi ve'il b'neim ve'inu namakirim b'ham be'edus gemura. Even though we don't know this for certain based on edus gemura, however, the din is that if they would have relationships with each other, then the skull and zalzeh and the sof and zalzeh, we consider them full fledged children. And even based on this chazaka alone, it's possible that they would receive Mises Bezdin. And Rashi explains that Niskal and Zalzeh is referring to the case in Bar Ben Al Isha, if the son has relationship with this woman, Niskal Ben Alah, Mishum Bal Imay Bihilov, and she would also receive Skila based on the fact that she had a relationship with this child that we said is her son only based on a chazaka. And the same would be true that if the father has a relationship with this girl that lived in his home and there's a chazaka that it's his daughter, then both of them would be Chayiv Sefer if they were Mizana with each other. And of course, we're talking about a scenario where there were two Edim that saw that they were Mizana and it was proper Asura. And at this point, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara stated, Rabbi Yechon Tamei, the Rabbi Yechon that said, when a man comes from Medina Siyam and he says that this child was born to my wife, that there's an emanus, as long as it was Karach Achra, and Rabbi Yechon stated, we're even going to be Samech on his Chazaka based on the fact that the child was Karach after the mother, even B'degay Yichus. This din of Rabbi Yechon is based on the Shita that we just mentioned, and as Rashi states in Diva Maskov, Rabbi Yechon Tamei, that by the fact that we see the Rabbi Yechon even says that was Samech on this Chazaka of Kruchen Achra, even regarding giving skila and strefa to this child and to the mother and father, and therefore the kolshkin liyuchsin lehach shakuna, and therefore certainly we would trust this chazaka, but the gay yichus, and therefore we would certainly allow this girl that came to the Islam to marry a kayin. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Rav Shimon ben Pazi says, Nim Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum ba kapara, Nim ba kapara, Maisa be isha shabasu yishlayim, there was a story with a woman that came to yishlayim, Vatinik Merkel ba ksefa vigdlasa, and there was a child that was riding on the shoulder at that point, and he was very young, and she raised him from when he was very young, and therefore he was certainly Karach Achra, Ubala, and then afterwards he was Mizana with this woman, Vivian Bezdin Visaklum, and they brought them to Bezdin and they gave them Skila, because based on the Chazaka, since the child was Karach Achra and always lived together with her, therefore there was a Chazaka that he was her child, therefore we considered that he was Baal Imai, and they were therefore Chayiv Skila, and as the Gemara says, Loim Pesha Bna Vaday, and not because it was certainly her child and her son, Elim Pesha Karach Achra, but since as a Katan he was Karach Achra, therefore there was a chazaka that he was her child, and since they were mizana with each other, they were chayiv skila. The Gemara continues and discusses the third din that we saw beforehand from Rabbi Ba'aba and Rabbi Yechon, which was that in serpent shuma ala chazaka is, and even though Rabbi Yechon said that you could even give malchus through a chazaka and you could even give skila or strefa through a chazaka, however you now let it burn truma when it's only considered tame through a chazaka. And the Gemara now brings the same din, but it states that it's actually machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, and as the Gemara says that we said that in serpent shuma Chazakis, the Amr Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said Sarif Lan Chazakis, that you could burn Truma that is Tamei only based on Chazaka, Rabbi Yechon Amar, and Rabbi Yechon says, Ein Sarfin, that you can't burn such Truma that is only Tamei Misafik, but also Tamayu, and they both go in the Shitasan, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Tiris, Tinik Shinunsa Batsari Isa, if there was a young child that's found next to a dough, Ubatsa Biyada, and he has a smaller piece of dough that's in his hand, and according to Rashi, we definitely know that he must have taken this dough from the larger Isa, and therefore, he touched a larger piece of dough as well. The Rameya Matar, Rameya still says that both the small piece of dough as well as the large dough are going to be tar. The Chum Matamin, the Chum say that all of the dough is considered tame. Mepeshe Dakish Latina Glutaper. The Chum explained that since we know that the child touched all of the dough, we know that it's a standard way for children to go and touch things. And as Rashi explains, Shemechapis Ba'ashpo, because children generally play in garbage and they look for things in garbage. Sheyesham Nevelus Ushratim, in the garbage is normal to have nevelos as well as shrotzim, which are tamei, and therefore the child must be tamei. And now that the child went ahead and touched the isa, so the isa becomes tamei as well. And keep in mind, of course, if this dough is chulin, then really there's no major nafkamina. But of course, if the dough is truma, then the dough would no longer be able to be eaten by a kohen. As we will shortly see, there will be a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon that according to the chachamim that say that all of the dough is considered tamei, Reish Lakish will hold that you have to burn the dough, as even though it is only a suffix if it's tamei, you still would burn the dough. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that since it's only suffic if it's tamei, therefore you would not burn the dough and it would be toilin. Therefore, this will be Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Lishitasam. The Reish Lakish holds Sarfan al Chazakis, and Rabbi Yechon said, Ein Sarfan al Chazakis, that we won't burn Truma Tamea if it's only tamei based on a Chazaka. And the Gemara now explains Machlekis between Rabban and Rameya. In the Vinimbar, we had a Shaila, my time Rameya, that what is the Pshan Rameya that he says that the dough is considered tar? And the Gemara explained, because Kasav Reif Tinekis Metapchen, that although Rameya agrees that most children will go and touch things, and they will go into an ashpa and likely become tamei. Umir emetapchen, but there is a mir that don't go into garbage dumps and don't touch things which they're not supposed to. Rashi points out, according to Rameya, when you have a roiv and a mir, we don't say that the roiv is completely bottle. And as we know, the Rameya teaches us in Maseches Nida that is chayish lemuta. Therefore, as Rashi says, hilkach b'mekaymei oimed, the mir is still around. V'chimishkach midi l'tzufa behadim mitzdarif, and then we find another sniff in order to add onto it, and in order to attach to the mir, we can add that on and be mitzdarif to the mir. Therefore, the Gemara continues to explain the shita Rameya v'isa b'cheses tarei medes, and l'maisa there was a chazakah that the dough was previously tar. Therefore, Rameya holds with smich b'yutul chazakah, we take the mir and we attach it together with the chazakah, and now we have a mina chazakah against the raiv. Therefore, isle ruba, and now the combined mir and chazakah, they weaken the raiv, and therefore we say that this isa will still be tar. Rabbanan and Rabbanan the argue Rameya miyuta kamandalesa dami, they hold when you have a raiv and a mir, we consider the mir to be batal gamri. And Rashi brings that Rabbanan tamayu delichayish lemuta, and Rabbanan are going lishitasam and mesech tzida, that they're not chayish for a mir at all, and the raiv subsumes the mir completely. Therefore, in this case, the Rabbanan hold that we have a ruba v'chazaka, we have a raiv that says that the child was tamei, we only have a chazaka that says that the dough was originally tar, and ruba chazaka, ruba is adif, and therefore we follow the raiv, and that's why when the child touches the piece of dough, we say that the dough became tamei. It's on this din of the Rabbanan that said that since we have a chazaka, therefore we say this dough of truma is considered tamei. The Omri Shlokish, Rish Lakish explained, Mishum Rabbeishia, Zuish is suffering less a truma, that in this case, although the dough is only tamei based on a chazaka, you would still be required to burn this dough of truma. However, Rabbi Yechon Agri Shlokish and said, Ein zu chazaka she suffering less a truma. In this case, since it's only a chazaka, therefore you would not burn this piece of truma, and the din would be toilin. As Rashi explains a bit later on the Amid, four lines on the bottom of the Amid, Abal Hidatina Gruba de Lesa Kamano, that over here it's a Rav de Lesa Kamon, as the only reason why we consider it as Rav is not based on this story that's happening at this moment, but we say that most children in the world statistically go and play in garbages and will touch a Nevela or a Sheretz, and since it's not a Rav that's based on this situation that's Isa Kamon, therefore you're not allowed to burn the Shuma. It's based on this Rav which creates the Chazakah that this item is actually Tamei. It's not strong enough to create a vadai. We certainly still have to take into account that possibly this dough is tar, and therefore, though certainly it would be us to eat this dough since it's a dough of truma and potentially it is tamei, however, it would still be us to burn this dough since it's truma and potentially it's tar. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechon's lashon was ein zu chazaka shesurfen la truma, and it's mashmor that Rabbi Yechon would agree that there is a case where based on a chazaka we would burn truma, and the Gemara therefore is al ein zu chazaka Rabbi Yechon shesurfen la truma was a case where Rabbi Yechon would hold like we shlokish that even though there's only truma based on a chazaka, then we still burn truma. And the Gemara brings a brisa kedetnan, and sometimes the Gemara, although it's really a brisa, the Gemara will use lashon kedetnan as potentially this is something which is similar to another Mishnah in Shas. Brisa tells us isa b'techa bayis, if someone has a piece of dough in his home, v'shrotzim itzvadim metaplin sham, and there are frogs, and there's also shrotzim which looks like frogs, and Rashi says that this sheretz is called a tzav, which is doimel tzvadeya, and as we know that a sheretz is tamei and is metamei, and a frog is not metamei, is not one of the shmoyah shrotzim, and there are some body parts of the tzvadim and of the shrotzim that are in this home, and we know that body parts that fall off of a live sheretz would be tamei, and then you found some of these parts of what looks like either with the sheretz or the tzvadeya in the dough, and you're not sure if it's from the sheretz and therefore the dough became tamei, or this piece came from the tzvadeya and the dough is still tar. So imrei shrotzim tamei, if there are rave shrotzim in the house, then we say that the isa became tamei. However, imrei tzvadim tamei, if there are more frogs in the home than the sheretz, then the dough would be tar. And it is in this case that Rabbi Yechon would hold that since this is a case of Ruba de Isa Kamon, as we have the Shrotzim and the Tzvadim in front of us, and this is not based on a statistic, but it's based on a reality that is Rav Shrotzim, in that case, that the Isa would be Tamei, is in this case that Rabbi Yechon agrees that you'd be able to burn this Truma, even though we're only Metamei based on Rav and based on Chazakah. And even though the Mishnah speaks about Rav, but Rashi states, in Rav Shrotzim, in Mabayis Mukhzekes, Liyas Shrotzim, Metuyin Sham, Yosim Mitzvadim, Tamei Afli Sarv, the Chazak of Ruba de Isa Kamanu, Avalhida Tinuk, Ruba de Lesa Kamanu, as we explain. It's interesting to note that this famous Abba Benel that in Pashas Ve'ira state that the Tzvadim were not frogs, but they were crocodiles or alligators. From our Gemara, it's definitely mashmur that Shrotzim and Tzvadim are very similar, and we clearly see that Tzvadim are actually frogs and not alligators. And the Gemara continues that we just stated from Rabbi Yechon that even though this Isa is Tamei based on a Chazaka, we still wouldn't allow someone to burn this Truma. And the Gemara states, Tanika Vasir Rabbi Yechon, that we have a brisa that's similar to Rabbi Yechon. Before we begin, let's just remember that we know that when we have Safek Tumah, then we learn the dinim of Safek Tumah from the din of a Saita, and therefore we learn that Safek Tumah B'Shis Yachid Sveikei Tameh, and Safek Tumah B'Shis Rabim is Sveikei Tar, and this is based on the concept that the Safek of a Saita arises while she's in seclusion, and that is considered like a B'Shis Yachid. Similarly, since the din of a Saita is with the person, and the person themselves actually knows what happened, and they're able to speak about what occurred, therefore the only time that we say that Safek Tumah is Tameh is only with something that's yesh by das lishol. Based on this din, the Brisa states that shnei dvarim ein ben das lishol, that there are two scenarios that although the item that becomes tameh or is involved in the tumah does not have das in order to ask them, v'asam chacham k'moshi yesh ben das lishol, and even so, the chacham said that the item becomes tameh and it's considered as if the person or the thing has das lishol. And the Brisa continues that what are these two things? Tinuk v'oid acheres, it's the case of a tinuk and another case. And the Gemara states tinuk hadamarin, the case of tinuk is the case that we had with the tinuk that was touching the isa, and even though the child does not have das, that we still say that the item becomes tamim misafik. And what is the second scenario? And the Brisa brings isa b'techa bayis, if there was a piece of dough inside home, and there were chickens in the home, and there was also water that was tummy that was in the house. Certainly the chickens will drink from this water, and since the water is tummy, any remaining water that remains on the tanagol's mouth will transfer onto anything that the tanagol goes and eats, and that will make that item tummy. And the Brisa continues with the case on that payment base, v'nimtzu nekurim nekurim b'isa, and then we find holes in the dough from the pecs of this chicken. And although certainly the chicken is im ben das lishol, we still say that this dough is considered tamei, and if it's truma, the kohen would not be able to eat this truma. And even so, you now let it burn it, and the din is toilin, that this dough is considered suspended, lo oichlin, you can't eat it, v'lo seraphim, but you still not let it burn it. It's Rashi, three lines at the top, and I'm going to explain. I'm going to come and shnei dvarim halalu asarim k'mishi ish ben das lishol. And since this Brisa, we compared both of the scenarios, the shinino ba'achsman, and the second case we said, toilin, that the din is that toilin, and you can't burn it, mechlal de tinuk nami toilin. It's also mashman, the case of Rabbi Yechon, by the tinuk, the din would also be toilin, and you would not be able to burn it, and therefore, this Brisa would seem like Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara continues that now that we started speaking about this Brisa, about this chicken that had water on its beak, and it ate from the Isa, so Amar B'Shul Ben Levi, B'Shul Ben Levi clarifies, Leishanu, that the only time we said that this dough becomes tamei, El B'mashkin Levanim, is if the mashka that the chicken was drinking from was white, and therefore it was clear, therefore even if this chicken actually went and pecked on the dough, you would not be able to see that there was water on it. That's why we would say that the dough becomes tamei, Avon Mashkin Adumim, but if there was red liquid next to the chicken, then the din is that the dough is tar, because in Isa Dinokim made the idea, because if the chicken would have pecked on this dough, certainly we would see red spots on the dough, and by the fact that we don't see any red spots on the dough, either it must be that the chicken didn't peck on the dough, or even if it did peck on the dough, its beak was not wet, and it didn't actually have any of the water that was tummy on its beak at that time. Gemara continues and asks, V'dilma malatino isa, how could Rabbi Shua ben Levi say that if the liquid was red, then certainly the dough would be tar, but maybe it actually had red liquid on its beak, and it actually was pecking on the dough while it had liquid that was tummy on its beak, and even so, you're not able to see anything red on the dough, because all the water, including the red dye, dissolved into the dough. And Amar Bechan, so Rabbi Bechan explains, that although Rabbi Shua ben Levi heard something about red liquid, but he didn't hear the entire pshat, and he didn't have the entire explanation. And the Lashon Beribi means an Adam Chashev, and he was referring to Rabbi Shua ben Levi as an Adam Chashev. Rabbi Bechan now clarifies that certainly if there was white or very clear water that was next to the dough, then certainly over there we would say that it would dissolve, and even if it would be red liquid, it was such a clear liquid that you could see the reflection of a young child in the liquid, then the din would still be that the dough would be considered tamei, as we have to be choshish that maybe the chicken actually had a wet liquid on its beak when it was pecking on the dough, and even though we can't see any of the red on the dough, that is because it was such clean water and so clear that it dissolved without a trace. But if it would be red liquid and it would be a very dirty water, and certainly we would say that the dough is considered tar, as if the bird would have been pecking on the dough, then certainly we would see the residue of the dirty liquid on it. By the fact that we don't see any dirt on the dough, it must either be that the chicken did not peck on the dough, even if the chicken pecked on the dough, but the chicken did not have any water on its beak at that time, and therefore he didn't transfer any tumma to the dough. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and from here until the end of the Masechta, the Mishnayos will deal with Hilchas Yichud, and the Mishnah begins, L'yisachid Adam im Shtei Nashim, a man cannot have Yichud with two women. And the Rishonim explained that certainly he can't be Nisachid with one woman, and certainly he could be misyachid with more than two women. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, that the reason why one man cannot be misyachid with two women, that both of them will be willing to have an avera and to actually have beer with him, and they're not scared that one of them will not do so, as they know that each of them will be willing to have beer and to be mizana. However, the Mishnah continues and differentiates between a man being misyachid with two women and aval isha achas misyachid with two anashim. However, one woman can be misyachid together with two men, and as Rashi explains, is when there are two men, both of them will be embarrassed from each other. And Rabbi Shimon argues in Tanakama, and we will read our Mishnah like our Gersa, and then after we finish the Mishnah, we'll go and read the Gersa of Taisus. But Rabbi Shimon states, that one man could be misyachid with two women if his wife is together with him. Lefidus Gersa comes out, Rabbi Shimon is choylik under Tanakama, and Rabbanan hold that even if someone's wife is together with him, it would still be awesome for him to be misyachid together with two women. And we also see that Lefidus Rabbi Shimon, it is only mutter to be misyachid with two women together with his wife. However, if it would be one woman and his wife, then he would not be able to be misyachid with this woman, even though his wife is there. And the Mishnah continues, and they even go to a hotel and sleep together in one room because his wife will guard him. And the chiddush of this piece of the Mishnah is that even though they're sleeping, and l'chir in this case, his wife is also sleeping, but since she knows that these two women are there, therefore she's on edge and she's being careful, and while she's sleeping, she will be aware that potentially he's being mizana, and that will cause her to awaken. And as the Meiri says, and the Mishnah continued that although we said it's us to have yichud with two women, and certainly it's us for a man to have yichud with one woman, however, that a man could have yichud with his mother or with his daughter, and even though they're the only woman in the room, he's still allowed to be misyachid with them. The Yashimar and Bekir Basa, and his son could sleep with his mother even though they're not wearing any clothing, and a father could sleep together in one bed with his daughter even without having clothing. And as Rashi clarifies, that this din is only applicable where the father sleeps together with his daughter, that's a tana, or a mother sleeps together with a son, that's a katan. As the Mishnah ends off, however, once they get older and they're already gedolim, then this one has to sleep in her clothing and this one has to sleep in his clothing, and they can't sleep b'kiyur basa, although they could sleep in the same bed. As we mentioned, after we finish the Mishnah, we'll get back to Taisus, and Taisus and Dibam Asko of Shimon Aime Af Eshechem Misachim Shtei Noshim Bizman Sheishte Imai, he brings down the first pshat based on the gist that we have, and Rabbi Shimon was telling us one din, and then based on question that Taisus has on this girsa, therefore Taisus brings down from the Ri a different girsa, the Hachi Gassinan, and really we have to break up this line into two different members. The first line is Rabbi Shimon Aime Rabbi Shimon states Afish Echem Misachim Shtei Noshim, that although the Tanakhana says that one man cannot be misyachid with two women, however, Rabbi Shimon holds that one man can be misyachid with two women. And then there's a second halacha that even Rabbanan agreed to, with his man she'ishti imai, that when his wife is with him, and that din is telling us that even if there is only one other woman plus his wife, then he can be misyachid because ishti mishtam rasai. And of course, l'fi this girsa of Taisus, both the dinin that we just mentioned are actually more kal than we mentioned beforehand. And our Gemara begins and asks that why is it that the Mishnah actually said two different dinim, that we said that a person cannot be misachid with two women, however, a woman can be misachid with two men. And the Gemara answers, Tan ve'elyo, we learned in a memoir from the Yeshiva of Elyo or from Elyo Anavi, the reason why one man cannot be misachid with two women is hel v'noshim daitin kalas aleyin, that since noshim are daitin kalas, and as Rashi said before, ushtei nechel spates, it will be easy to get both women to agree to have bia, even though there can be ivan isidraisa and there'll be mizana. The Meiri adds in that even if one of them will not agree to actually have bia, but and they'll protect one another and they won't go and tell people that this other woman was mizana. And the Meiri continues that the one that will be nichshol will definitely try to convince the other woman to also be mizana, because in this way she knows that her partner's in crime and the other one won't give away the secret. And the Gemara continues, binan immediately, how do we notice then that there's an issa vichod to be misachid with a woman that's asa to you? Rabbeichan says the name of Rabbi Shmuel, remez l'yichud minatera minayin. What is the remez to yichud minatera? And some say this is actually a din deraisa, but others say that the whole din of yichud is only drabanan. Rabbi Shmuel brings shenema, as the pasuk states in Pashur A, benegeya someone that maces someone to do avodah zarah, and the pasuk says ki esischa achicha ben imecha ivincha ibitcha ayeshes chaykecha ireyecha asher kenafshecha baseis alema nelcha v'navda alehim achirim asher liyidata ata vavisecha. And the Gemara is bothered that why did the Torah give an example of someone that will be maces you and that they will convince you to do a avodah zarah by stating achicha ben imecha discusses your maternal half brother. And the Gemara is v'chi ben im meses ben av ina meses, the only one that we're concerned that will incite you to go and do avodah zarah, your half brother, that's your maternal brother and not your paternal brother. And l'chayu, why would that be? The Gemara answers alaymelcha, it's coming to teach you ben misachli mimai, that standard for a child to be together with his mother as he can be misachli with his mother. But also l'sachli in kol raya shebetera, but it's also for a person to be misachli with any other raya in the Torah. And this is the makor for the issa of yichud. And the Gemara continues pashtu kra b'maksiv, l'maisa the Torah over here is talking about the issa of being mesa someone to avodah zarah. And why would the Torah state the lashon of achicha ben imecha? And how do we learn the pashtus of the pasuk? And on Abaye, Abaye explains loymi boy kama. The Torah is telling you as follows: loymi boy ben av the sonny lei va'ayitz lei eitzis roya. That certainly you shouldn't listen to your stepbrother, that's only your paternal brother, because certainly he hates you and he's going to give you bad eitzis. As Rashi states, ben av sonny lei l'fishim amay b'chelik yerushasay, that since they come from the same father, therefore they're going to quarrel about the Yerusha and about the eventual inheritance. Therefore, certainly he will want to give you a bad eitzah to go and serve Avodah Zarah, as in that way, potentially you will be killed, and this way he'll be able to get his Yerusha, and potentially he has bad ideas for you to go and serve Avodah Zarah. However, the Torah wanted to make it clear, that even if your maternal brother comes to you and tells you to do Avodah Zarah, that you may think you should listen to him because he's not coming to give you a bad eitzah, as in Rashi says, generally, two brothers that come from the same mother do not yashin together, as each one receives a Yerusha from their father, but the mother generally will give her Yerusha to her husband and not to her children. Therefore, one may think that they could listen to their maternal brother and they would be able to go and do Avodah Zarah, kamash mulan, that you shouldn't listen to him either, and you should be careful not to go and do Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues that we mentioned in Mishnah, le'yisachid adam shtei nashim, that one man cannot have yichud with two women. And the Gemara states, name masisim le'kavashal, let us say our Mishnah is not like the Shita of Abishal, the Tanya Kutsu into the Braisa, Kol Shal Shiyayim, if there is a child that's less than 30 days and he dies, then Yetzi Bechek, although in order to give cover to Meis, generally we go out the Kfura and we would place the body on a bier or on a stretcher or in a coffin in order to give cover to the Meis. However, this din is not applicable to a child. You could even just hold the child and you could hold it in your arms. V'nikva b'isha achas shnei anashim, and although generally you'd have a rabbin that went to be Malava Meis, however, over here, since the child was less than 30 days old, therefore, you don't need a rabbim, and you can even go out to bury the child with one woman and two men. And even though in those days the batei kfaris were outside the city and there potentially could be a problem vichud, but one woman and two men would not be an issue of vichud. However, avaloi be'ish echad v'shtei anashim, but you're not allowed to go to bury the child with one man and two women. Of course, this seems to be the same din as a mishnah, that in that case there's a problem of vichud, and that's why you can't have one man going together with two women to bury this child. But abishal oimah, abishal states, apish echad v'shtei anashim, you're allowed to go outside of town with one man and two women, and that would not be a problem v'ichud. And it seems that Abishol is arguing on our Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, "Afil tema Abishol." That really we could say our Mishnah is going like Abishol, and really generally Abishol holds that one man is now to have v'ichud with two women. However, Abishol is discussing a case where they're going out to do a kfura, and in that case b'shas aninas tav yitzrei, during the time when people are sad because they are aninas, therefore the yitzhar is broken, and there is no problem for one man to go and bury the child together with two women, and we're not worried about yichud. The Gemara continues, Rabbanan Savri, like Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbanan hold that even at a time of aninus, we still have to worry about yichud, because they hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, to Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on the pasuk in Eicha, that states, Ma yisayin adam chai, yeva al chatov, and Rabbi Yitzchak explains, afilu b'shasen nusel shel adam, even at a time when someone is anabelis, and is aninus, yitzu miskaber lov, they still have to worry about his chatoim, and his yitzahar will still be miskaber, and will still get the better of him, and therefore, you have to worry about yichud, even at a time of a kura, and therefore, according to Tanakama, one man cannot go out to a basic forest together with two women. As Rashi states, aninus even aninus will not hold a person back, and he has to still be careful about his yitzhara, because kol zman shu chai, as long as a person is alive, as otherwise his yitzhara will get the better of him, and he'll do an avera. Gemara continues, what does Abishol do with his pasuk in Eicha? And Abishol answers that I don't understand the pasuk as my yisayin is referring to someone that's aninus, but kiksiv ahu b'misra m'daisuksiv, that's talking about a person that's complaining, and the Lashon Yisoinin is a person that complains. V'hachikama, and this is what the Pasuk in Eicha is teaching us, Ma Yisrael man m'daisav, that why should a person complain about the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does bear to him, v'chigev ha'chatov, da'yu chayim sh'nasati lai, do you think that you don't have any averis? Certainly every person has a lot of averis, and therefore it's enough that I give you life, and you should be happy just by the fact that you're living, and you shouldn't complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi states, Lami Yisroel Adam al Kiris Habayis Alav Acha Kol HaChesed Shani Oisim Bayi Shinsati L'chayim V'lo Yavesi Alav Misa. The Gemara continues and asks for Rabbanan and according to Rabbanan L'chayra Abishol Svar that a person during the time of Anidus is Tavi Yitzri and therefore certainly you shouldn't have to worry about Yichud, but the Rabbanan say Kahu Maisa that he Issa to have Uvdu Afiktei. Rabbanan said that although it's true that at the time that a person is really an Oinein, then certainly based on his Avelis the Yitzhar will be broken and therefore L'chayra there should not be a problem of one person be misakin with two women. However, the Rabbanan still misakin that one man cannot go out with two women to a Beis HaKfaris. This was based on a story where a woman and two men got together and they made believe that they were going to bury a young child that died and they were going outside of the city in order to be mizana. And as Rashi brings, who uvda dahava uvda bahi issa vafikti latina chai b'cheses meis las savera im ahilichim al lekevrei. The pshat that we just mentioned is the first pshat that Rashi brings down, and this is based on the argus of a Gemara that our Gemara was gurus that we're talking about the din of the Rabbanan, but l'chayra on this pshat it's a bit tzarech bia, that l'chayra why would the Rabbanan have to answer this, because l'chayra the Rabbanan argue on the whole member of Abishol as they had a pasuk on Eicha that said my yisayin adam l'chayra gevel chatov that afidu b'shas and anusa shal adam yitzu miskabalov, and therefore why would he have to say at the takana l'maisa based on a pasuk in Eicha we have a raya against Abishol that even b'shas and ninos it's not tavi yitzrei. Rashi also brings down a second pshat that when not gurus the words Rabbanan, really these words are a continuation of what Abishol just explained, as when the pasuk said my yisayin adam l'chayra it's referred to misrama midaisav v'hachi kama my yisrama midaisav v'chi gevel chatov dayuchayim shin satiloi, and it's on that point that we bring down kahu maisa dahi issa, and Rashi's not clear it's the next three words of the hava of the vafikte, and Rashi tells us that there was a story that a woman lost a child and she was in total despair and in total avelis and she was blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu and no one could calm her down, and Rabbanan tried to tell her that she should calm down and even so she didn't do so, as an inna she kept losing children and she never was able to calm down until the point that she herself died from such terrible pain. And Ayin and Taisa Dima Maskel Kahi Maisa, where he brings down a third pshat that Perish Rach Maisa Bishach, as there was a story with a woman Shaisa Boicho Misoynes Al Kaver Baila, that she was crying and she was Misoynes on the Kaver of her husband Vayisham Adam Echad Shaisheimer Talui Echad, that there was a person who was a guard over someone who was hanged by the king Vitziva Melech L'Shaimeri, and the king commanded that he should guard him that no one should touch the body Uba Itzla Isha Upita Isa, and this man came to the woman and was Mefataha Mishamaloi, and she listened to him in the Hedgenus Uchashichaza Itzla Talui Loi Matzoi, and then when the guard went back to the person that was hanged, he was not there any longer. And this person was very scared of the king. And Amaloya Isha, and then the woman said to him, Altira, don't be scared. Go take my husband from his kever, and you can hang him in the place of the person that was hanged. And they took the husband out of his kever, and they hanged their husband in place of the original person. Rabbanan are bringing this story because we see from this story that even though it was during a time of Aninas and she was crying about her husband, still her Yetzer was able to overtake her and she was Mizana Ayin in Taisus. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah. The Mishnah stated that one woman can be Mesechet with two men, and Amar Behuda Am Rav, so Rabbi Huda said named Rav Loishanu El Bechayim, that the Din of Mishnah was only stated in a case where both of these men are Kasha Av Prutzim Afilu Be'asar Namiloi. But if these men are Prutzim, then even if you would have 10 men, that would not be enough to hold them back from being Mizana with a woman. In support of this din, they bring the story. Have a said it was a story where there was an Ishishish, Vaitziu Asar Bemita, and 10 men took her out on a mita that they were made believe that they were taking her to be buried, and the Maisa they were only taking outside the city in order to be Mizana with her. Therefore, we see that once there are men that are Prutzim, even if you have 10 men that are together, they will not be Baish from each other, and they will still be Mizana, and therefore the Isser Vichud still applies. Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael states, Teidal, bring your raya to this member of Behuda in the name of Rav, that we find quite often that 10 men will get together and they'll go and steal a beam and they won't be embarrassed from each other and they'll help each other go do an Avera. And therefore, B'negeizlus as well, if people are Prutzim, then they're not embarrassed from each other and they'll still be Mizana even though there are 10 of them together. The Gemara continues, let us bring a raya to this din of Rav from the Mishnah Masechta Saita, that the Mishnah states, that B'negeizlus din of Saita, that when he was sending the Saita from her city to Yushlayim in order to have a drink for the Mea Marim, then the din is that she goes together with her husband and they also send two Talmid Chum together with her in order to make sure that they don't have relationship while they're traveling. Because as we know that the Gemara tells us in Baalah that if the husband has a relationship with his wife while they're traveling, then the Mayim HaMarim will not actually be Baidikar, will not investigate his wife, and we learn learn this out from the pasuk in Nasa that states, "V'nika ish me'oven b'zmancha ish menuka me'oven ha'mayim b'etnis ishtoi ein ish menuka me'oven ein ha'mayim b'etnis ishtoi." Rashi says that the bottom of it, "V'nimsa shem shemayim nimchak lebatola," and at that point it'll come out that the shem shemayim, which was scraped into the mayim merm, would have been erased for nothing. The Gemara now tries to bring a raya to this member of Rabbi Huda named Rav that the Mishnah Masechta Seita specifically told us Talmid Chum in that only Talmid Chum could go together with the Seita and husband in ishtal malai, and we wouldn't allow regular people to go along with the husband and his wife. And l'chari, that's because if these men would not be tamid chamim and they would be putzim, then even though that the two men, they would not be able to be misachid with the wife, and when the husband goes to the bathroom, for example, then they will be misachid with the woman, and therefore we would not send two regular people, and we made sure that they were two tamid chamim. L'chari is a raya to his member of Yehuda named Rav, and the Gemara answers that from that Mishnah, Masechta the Seita, it's not necessarily a raya to this member of Yehuda and Rav, because the reason why the Mishnah over there specified that you have to send along two Talmid Chamim is for a totally different reason, as Shani Talmid Chamim, the Yadid L'Sruya Bey, that the Talmid Chamim are different, since they know how to give Hasra to the husband and wife, that they will tell him, Shem Yavila, Eimayin Baib Kanesa, that if they see that he wants to have a relationship with his wife, they will tell him that you should be careful not to do so, because if you do so, then the Mayim will no longer work, and it will not investigate your wife, and therefore the Shem Shemayim will be Mischal Al Yadai, and we will stop over here.